USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A divided U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to suspend the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling last night, with the majority support from both Democrats and Republicans to overcome opposition from both parties. The House voted 314 to 117 to approve the measure. The Senate now has the document and could vote as early as today. 165 Democrats and more than 149 Republicans who voted for it backed the measure and pushed it through. FBI Director Christopher Wray continues to ignore a House Oversight Committee subpoena and could be held in contempt soon. A whistleblower alleges the document the FBI is hiding involves then-Vice President Biden for taking $5 million in foreign money in exchange for policy votes. The FBI claims the unclassified document is protecting human assets. Chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, James Comer, on Fox News.
We've seen a pattern of Joe Biden, when he was vice president, leaving a country after he talks about foreign aid and foreign policy, and his family members start receiving payments from that company. We saw that in Romania. We've seen that in China. We've seen that in other countries. That would suggest that this allegation has merit.
A proposed rule aims to make automatic emergency brakes mandatory in all new vehicles. John Schaefer reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration believes this could significantly reduce pedestrian crashes and rear-end collisions. Their estimates show it could save 360 lives and prevent 24,000 injuries annually. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg compares this innovation to seatbelts and airbags, expecting a major impact.
Jordan's highly anticipated royal wedding got underway this morning between Crown Prince Hussein and his 29-year-old Saudi Arabian bride, Rajwa Al-Saf. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Former attorney and convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh is pleading not guilty to federal financial crimes related to the death of his former family housekeeper.
Murdaugh formally pleaded not guilty to a series of federal financial crimes at an arraignment hearing in Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday afternoon. It's the first time he's been before a judge since being sentenced for the 2021 deaths of his wife Maggie and son Paul. Murdaugh's defense team entered the not guilty plea, but they did indicate he would be requesting a change of plea hearing in the future. Murdaugh faces charges that include accusations he stole millions of dollars in settlement money from the family of his housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, after what's being called a trip and fall at the Murdaugh family home. I'm Skip Kelly.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
Just a couple of weeks after being rained out of a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, presidential candidate Donald Trump has returned. The former president will speak at a breakfast this morning in Urbandale, that's a suburb of Des Moines, then appear at a Fox News town hall from Iowa tonight. Trump will return to Iowa Saturday along with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other 2024 Republican presidential candidates at the Iowa State Fair. British politicians are now a legitimate military target for Moscow. Dmitry Medvedev, a senior Russian official, made the comment after the UK's Foreign Secretary James Cleverly argued Ukraine has the right to use force within Russian borders as part of its self-defense. This follows a series of drone strikes that hit Moscow's wealthiest neighborhoods. Ukraine is denied responsibility. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.